That was fun. Gotta get a move on. Liverpool 5. And before that, Pray for Surf by the Honeys. And before that, Action Woman. Litter from the album Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. And previous to that, Shades of Grey. Edwick Rumbold on the album Rubble 03, Nightmares in Wonderland. And previous to that, Changes. Charles Bradley. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 38 degrees in New York. Now, back to the music.
Jabara, say Jabara, 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 say Jabara. Chattanooga cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur. The Chattanooga cats don't go meow. Wouldn't try if they knew how.
Bubblegum OD with your host, Becky. You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and end each night. It gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Doing that thing. Jabba, jabba. Yep.
inside those deep and friendly eyes. Sweet love, girl, you really got me going. Girl, you really got me going. Yeah, you got me going. Girl, you really got me going. You're on the day that I would like to celebrate. I can't wait, baby, I want you near me. So come a little closer now, don't hesitate.
Saturday night, Saturday night, gonna rock it up, roll it up.
Soda Pop Kids taking it one further than the Bay City Rollers with Saturday Every Day. Is that a response song? I'm going to take it as one. It's Bubblegum OD. Thank you for reporting for duty today. Before the Soda Pop Kids, I played the actual Bay City Rollers with Saturday Night. Before that, another Bay City Rollers song called All of Me Loves All of You. Before that, Christy and Jimmy McNichol, Girl, You Really Got Me Going. Thank you, Keith Bearden, for telling me about that. And I played a couple Womble songs, Invitation to the Ping Pong Ball and the Wombling Song, which is like their alternate theme song. I don't play enough Wombles around here. I need to remedy that, I think. Tonight I'm going to remedy something else. A couple of bands have been wanting to play and really blow out a little bit. One of them was the Partridge Family. Tonight we're going to hear more Partridge Family. How's that sound? Right now we're listening to Artie Butler with Max's Brazilian What. That's the what, the why. I thought we needed some bossa nova to clear the palate before this next set. So this set's going to be all Partridge Family. You are friends with me on social media. I've been doing write-ups on Teen Idols this week. I was trying to come up with a top 10. David Cassidy is one of my picks. David wasn't a very happy teen idol, but, you know, he put on the suit and he was fantastic at his job. He had the look, he had the voice. He was perfect at that role. I didn't realize he wasn't having a great time being Keith Partridge. Later, it became very apparent that he really hated that job. He hated being typecast. David had other things in mind for himself, both as an actor and a musician. They just couldn't let that go. In writing the piece on him, you know, it's hard not to focus on that, but God, you know, the Partridge Family songs were fantastic. Sorry you didn't like them, but I do. As a 5-year-old girl, I thought they were amazing. And you know what? I still do today. So I'm going to pick out some of my favorites. And maybe while I'm playing these, if you're in the chat room, you can tell me what some of yours are so I can make sure that I have them on my list. The first song is a demo for one of the earliest songs on the show. Maybe you'll recognize the voice. Originally, it wasn't planned that David was going to sing. They had a band that was going to be the sound of the Partridge Family. The second song is That Band. And then the producers realized, oh, we've got this whole rock star package here. They replaced the other singers.
Nothing so bad that it can't be changing. Start rearranging life on the shelf. You're feeling sad, missing out on the fun, 'cause you're having none alone by yourself. Look through the windows of your mind. Look through the windows of your mind. Throw off your troubles and leave them behind. You better let the good times in. Let love shine through. It can be ours, the sunshine and the flowers. Let the good times in. The life of falling down around you, girl. How does it feel with your feet in the water? Now is it time you ought to get wet? What would you do if I told you I loved you? Would you believe me? What would you do? Let's write a dream that's made for two. Shine through. It can't be ours, the sunshine and the flowers. Let the good times in. The leaves of life are falling down around you, girl. Around you, girl. You better let
everybody's going places, doing things. Look at all the smiling faces. Sing.
Having a ball.
Doing the number.
Having a ball.
Getting it on.
Together.
Together.
Having a ball.
Yeah, we're having a ball.
Shirley makes you breakfast. Wake up, Keith.
Wake up, Keith.
Keith is turning over. Wants to sleep. Wants to sleep.
This always works.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Hear the roar. Let him pull.
I think I'm waking up.
We've got sleepy Keith Partridge. Wake it up. Wake it up. Snap, crackle, pop. Wake it up.
Wake up like me. Wake up with Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Last night, you know I couldn't sleep, wouldn't sleep, tossing and turning about, thinking about the way it's been. Hey, it's been so hard to figure out. We go on sneaking around smoky places all over town. You go home and it's all over. Baby, you know it's getting me down. 'Cause we're one step short of our heaven, and we won't stop short till we get there together. Together, baby, we're better. On our own, we're fine, but united, we're dynamite. One step short of our heaven, and we won't stop short till we get there together.
Thank you.
find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. I look around for her, but she's just not there. Oh,
doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me?
Where are you?
Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
I'm running free, but I don't want to be. I couldn't take another day. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take the last look around. Oh,
does somebody want to be wanted like me?
Where are you?
Doesn't somebody
you know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Thank you. and you didn't even say a word. I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word.
Oh, I know, pretty woman, that your love could be heard.
You can feel my heartbeat too, I can tell you're feeling me. You can feel my heartbeat too, I can see you feeling me.
Oh, I know, pretty woman, that your love can be heard.
Said, don't cry. Life is full of ups and downs, like a roller coaster ride. There'll be times you get so scared rolling down these hills that you hold on tight with all your might, 'cause you don't know what you feel. Go up, down, all around on a cycle that's never ending. Got on this train when you are born, and the wheels just keep on spinning. Like a roller coaster, keeps going faster. Time going faster. Hey, up, down, all around like a roller coaster. I left home at just 16, thought I'd have some fun. Hitched a ride on a diesel truck, headed for Washington. Yeah, I know what my papa meant when he told me heart to heart. Soon you'll find out soon enough, life is just an amusement park. Like a kid, you get so excited. You hang on tight with all your might, as if your heart's ignited. Like a roller coaster, it's going faster. Time going past you, feels coming at you. Head up, down, all around like a roller coaster.
Up, down, all around, all around, all around.
Up, down, all around on a cycle that's never ending. Got on this train when you were born, and the wheels just keep on spinning. Like a roller coaster, keeps going faster. Time going past you, thrills coming at you. Head up, down, all around like a roller coaster. Like a roller coaster, keeps going faster. Time going past you, thrills coming at you. Like a roller coaster. Time going past ya, thrills coming at ya. Yeah, up, down, all around like a roller coaster.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it.
and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry. I only wanna make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
So that was my Partridge Family set. The Partridge Family sound was based on Baroque pop. You know, you got that harpsichord in a lot of the songs. Let me tell you what I played. Okay, so I Think I Love You, right? Their biggest hit, had to get that in. That we had to close with that one, the encore number. Before that, a couple upbeat numbers, Roller Coaster, and I Can Feel Your Heartbeat. Really great David Cassidy showcase numbers. Hey, they're all David Cassidy showcase numbers, right? Somebody Wants to Love You. The corniness of that chorus just, it brings something up in me, and it's not bile. I absolutely love it. Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted? That schmaltzy speech. That speech just gets me every time. And you know what? I can just imagine David hating doing that. I imagine him doing like 87 takes of that and bitching out Wes Farrell, whoever made him say that. But I love it. Stephanie. Stephanie was done for an episode that was meant for a spinoff featuring Bobby Sherman. The Bobby Sherman Show, Getting Together, was not a hit. It lasted only a few episodes, but of course Bobby's great in this Partridge Family episode. There's a scene where there's Bobby and Keith at the same frame, full body, they're hip huggers, chokers, shag hairdos, and you kind of look at them both, and it's just astounding. You know, you're looking at the shiny teeth and the sparkly eyes pinging back and forth, and it's just so much sweetness. I thought I was going to get diabetes. I started to get a little bit weak. Holy shit, you know, like they're having this total fox off. And I remember thinking at the time, like, it's too much. It's too much in one picture. You couldn't have them both on screen for too long because you'd go blind. Like when it was like looking into a solar eclipse or something. But anyways, Bobby got his show and it didn't make it. But Stephanie was the song. So on the show, Bobby is writing the melody to the song. And he's paired with this lyricist, kind of a nerdy guy. And they're coming up with the song. And they sort of workshop it with the Partridge Family. And as they do, it becomes a better song. So Bobby is, you know, singing it and performing it so the Partridges can hear it. So that's the beginning part of the song. And then Keith comes in. And, well, to me, it's very clear in that song who does the better version. Now, I've played this before. I made this little mashup myself because the episode has both versions. So I thought it was very clear who did the better version. Keith. But a lot of people listened to it and they said that they thought it was obvious that Bobby's version was better. So very interesting to me. Keith was obviously, it was the more showy, it was polished, you know, it's like them going into the the show number and the organ and the crowd. So I was amazed that people liked the Bobby Unplugged version. If you don't mind, I'm going to wait to introduce the other half of the Partridge Family songs until our next break. Oh, right now we're listening to Sweet City Women by Sergio Perez from Easy Melodias. I'm going to play a Kurt Betcher song now. This is Cindy Malone, and it's called You Were Near Me.
You
the Super Dupers, which is the group that does all these superhero-themed songs, a lot of instrumentals, and this is March of Tarzan. Before this, we heard Sugar Baby by the group The Yum Yums. And before that, Cindy Malone with You Were Near Me. So I owe you a little more information on that Partridge Family set. Let me start from the top, actually. So I started the set out with Let the Good Times In, which aired in the pilot episode of the Partridge Family, and that song was written by Carol Bayer Sager and Neil Sedaka. And I played the Neil Sedaka version. Mostly that's a demo that he did for a group called The Hung Jury, who were the first to record it in 1967. And it was done by a couple of different bands, The Love Generation, The Company Front, and The Wellington Arrangement, all before the Partridge Family did it in, I believe, 1970. The Love Generation, a fantastic sunshine pop group, was the group I mentioned before that was originally doing the Partridge Family songs. And those songs did end up on some of the shows. For instance, the second song that we heard in that set, Together Having a Ball. Love Generation was put together by John Baylor and Tom Baylor, popular session musicians that you've heard on Town of Stuff. Some of the other singers were Mitch Gordon, Jimmy Wasson, Marilyn Miller, and Annie White. Next up was Singing My Song. That's what I'm talking about. This is David Cassidy here, the first one of the set. This was a version I've been looking for a while because it is the version right from the show. And it's much different than the version on the LP. It's shorter, but it's louder. Everything is just more upfront. The vocals and that guitar solo, the background vocals. And if I recall correctly, they show this also on the pilot. And it's when the family is going out to their first show at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. They're in the bus, and they're excited, they're nervous, and it's just capturing that whole thing of them actually being the Partridge Family for the first time. Partridge Krispies, like the monkeys, the partridges did with commercials for consumer products, cereals, treats that they would do as an insert on the show. Together We're Better. I chose a version that was unreleased straight from TV, the TV mix. So, getting close to the end here. Next up on Swingin' Sundays, we have Richard Wig with the Wig Out, and after Richard, Harry Parmenter with The Funhouse, which is more fun than a barrel of monkeys. All right, so I have one more song to play, and this is by the Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra. I played this group last week, and I think I mentioned they have something like 11 theme records coming out. This one is from a record called Stop by the Supermarket, and the song is called Paper or Plastic. So I hope you will enjoy and choose wisely. This is Becky signing out tonight from Bubblegum OD. Good night.
Bags for me at the grocery store. I'll just carry stuff out. It's no big chore. No bags for me. These dozen soup cans stacked super snugly, six in each hand. Paper or plastic, I don't need either. 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 No bags for me, not going that far. Gonna roll the fruit out to my car. No bags for me, slip the pie down my shirt. Hope my body heat won't melt a nice dessert. Got my canvas bags, not sure where they are. Maybe at my house, or in the trunk of my car. Stack them up pile on high, hope they don't drop. My audition for the circus, every time I drop. Paper or plastic, I don't need either. 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 Paper or plastic, I don't need either.
hey, the fears. So you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a little love, and your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running. You know I'll be around. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. Light the candle.
She's the real girl for the real world. She's a creature of beauty, she's sublime. In the daytime, in the nighttime, she's an original by Coney every time. She has sparkle, she's appealing, her perfume face, her makeup catch your eye. She's a girl you always notice, that's original by Coney walking by. Francois thought of her. Only made the best. Coney had to make up, and time will do the rest. She has a glow, she's like sunshine, she's a beauty every single day.
Starting off this week's Wig Out, that's the Unclaimed, Run From Home. I want to thank Becky for a great bubblegum OD with her interview and tribute to Shelly Gantz, founder of the Unclaimed, inspiration to a multitude of us. And unfortunately, Shelly passed away this past week, his home in Los Angeles, and he left behind friends and family, hundreds of people, thousands of people that love Shelly. And Shelly was one of the very first to really embrace the 66 aesthetic in its entirety, not just the music. You know, he wrote songs that sounded like they came from the mid-60s, but just the look. And the look of the Unclaimed was like nothing anybody in Los Angeles had seen for about 13 or 14 years. That first record is from 1980 and is written, I think, inspired by Riot on Sunset Strip. Run from home. Run from home and go to the strip, man, and have a good time. Yeah, Shelly liked to have a good time. The Unclaimed were a great band. We're going to honor Shelly with quite a bit of music, quite a bit of his music with The Unclaimed here on The Wig Out. Yes, I am Richard Wig, and The Unclaimed live here in my wig at the Wigwam. Yeah, I have to say, Shelly is very inspirational to me as a young wig. I got to meet him later. I didn't get to meet him during the 80s, but after we moved to California, or I guess as we were moving to California, we got to meet him and DJ a show that The Unclaimed played. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. The Unclaimed had a number of different lineups. Run From Home was Mach 1, I would call it, and that included Sid Griffin, who left The Unclaimed and formed the Long Riders. And then we have Mach 2, which included Rich Coffey, Ray Flores, and Matt Roberts. Ray Flores was recently inducted into the Skateboarding Hall of Fame. I have to say, man, talented people in The Unclaimed. All right, we're going to go to their EP that was released in 83, I think. It was released here in the States and also over in Europe. So we're going to play a song here that I think sums up Shelly. No Apology.
Just wanna try.